Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
And welcome to it, San Diego, and it's finally a Friday. Gwynn and Chris on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3, The Fan, and Chris Ello. Mr. Scraby, together in the Odyssey Palace Studios. Tony Gwynn Jr. and the Padres getting an early start on the playoffs by visiting Chicago, where they almost, without question, will be a week from now or so for the playoffs against the Cubs. But tonight they're taking on the White Sox, first of three. And Tony Gwynn Jr., how are we? How is the trip from New York City? And also, are you going to talk to Will Venable about seeing what he can do to have his team step aside this weekend?
I will be speaking to Will Venable, not talking to him about his team laying down.
No, not going to work?
No, I don't think he operates like
that. I don't
think
he would do that either, no, unfortunately.
No, I think the flight was shorter than, I think in my head I made it, so that was a bonus. Got in, got a chance to get some food and call it a night at a decent hour. And then now we hopefully prepare to put belt to behind on Mr. Martin today for the White Sox.
Tony, are we in danger? So we're not in danger of you falling asleep during the game tonight, right?
Oh, that's funny. Been waiting on that one for 5 days.
That was a good little clip. That was a good little clip you put together there, buddy. That was real funny.
Have been loving this all week long.
I must say, I got a lot of comments, including one from first base coach of the White Sox, Jason Bourgeois. He clipped it, and he thought it was pretty funny, too. So, yeah, I'll give you some props on that. Not my best moment, but nonetheless, we were able to kind of make some fun of it. It was good.
Yes, it was a classic moment. If you guys didn't happen to miss it, we were doing the show from while Tony was in New York, and he was after they'd flown all night, so I want to make that caveat.
Yeah, got in at 4 a.m., hit the pillow 4 a.m.
They'd flown all night, and we went to a commercial break during the show. Tony laid his head down on the bed for, he thought, a minute and a half. And woke up 40 minutes later, only after we were, like, desperately searching for him, sending out, you know, emails, and we nearly sent Dave Marcus down to try to find out what had happened. But anyway, yeah, that's what happened. If you missed it.
My best moment, but I'm just, you know, everybody has woken up late for something and had that kind of like.
Isn't that a great moment? Yeah, it's a great feeling.
Fortunately, I didn't have to get in the car and drive anywhere. I just had to, like, get up and get to the seat. So, I mean, I didn't really have time for it to, like, that anxiety to settle all the way in because it was just a quick couple steps. But
gotcha.
Yeah, not great.
We've all been there, and you know, we all hope that we'll never be there again. We are all together though today. We have Ryan O'Hearn, our Friar Friday interview. He's there, of course, with the. Padres in Chicago getting ready to take on the White Sox. And he's in the lineup tonight. And as you will hear in the interview, he's well aware of the fact that he's been slumping. So he is determined. He told us, among other things, and we didn't just talk about that, but he is determined to make these last nine games.
We actually didn't talk about it at all.
Right, he brought it up.
He was the one that brought it up.
You know what? That's a good call, Tony. He did. He kept bringing it up. And so he definitely wants to get out of this slump before the playoffs start. And you know, I think we all would second that notion. Let's go back to the last two games in New York, Tony, because it's at least a murmur around town. It was the lead of the story today, and I think it's kind of on everybody's mind. But let's go back to the game on the second game of the series, which was Wednesday night, right? Yeah. Nick Pivetta has a lead. He's in the fifth inning. He's got two outs. He's been your ace pitcher, the best all year. All-star, or not an all-star, he should have been, Cy Young candidate. Mike Schilt sees the opportunity to get his great bullpen into the game, takes Pivetta out. I know the competitor Pivetta is. You know the competitor he is, Tony. You know he did not want to come out there. Padres go on and win that ballgame, though. Bullpen did a tremendous job. Yesterday, Randy Vasquez gets in a little trouble in the third inning. Couple of guys get on base. We see a shot of Wandy Peralta throwing already in the bullpen. The game was still tied at one. And then after Soto got an RBI ground out and a walk, that was it for Randy Vasquez. 2 1/3 innings, 48 pitches. Even he said after the game, not in a mean way, but he did say, I fully expected to go a lot longer than that. I was quite surprised. So, Tony, I ask you, what in the name of Kevin Cash taking Blake Snell out in the World Series is going on here? Is this, Mike Schilt says it all makes perfect sense. This has not happened, though, like this all year.
The question is, should he has not taken him? Taking those guys, is he pulling the trigger too early? Is that the question?
Well, yeah, you're right. I didn't leave you a question. I left you kind of down a path. I don't know that I'm second guessing his decision at the moment to make a change, but I think I am wondering why the change all of a sudden in philosophy. Third inning for your starting pitcher in a 2-1 game seems really, really early. To pull the trigger, unless, of course, it is a playoff game, and that isn't a playoff game. So I'm just curious, I mean, are we seeing something different here, and if so, why are we seeing it?
I don't think we're seeing anything different. I think if he let Vasquez stay in the game and Vasquez gives up those runs, we're sitting here talking about why he didn't go to the bullpen and why he left Vasquez in. I mean, I honestly don't think these it wasn't as though Vasquez was like mowing guys down. You know, he got some early contact early in that game, but then they started to kind of line him up a little bit. And I think, you know, there is an element that, you know, the Dodgers, although it seems like it's a foregone conclusion, you're still trying to win those games in the best way possible. Now, does leaving Vasquez in that game, and it's all next day kind of questioning, right? I mean, if Peralta gets those outs, are we having this conversation? He didn't. If Vasquez stays in and gives up the homers, are we having the same conversation? I don't know. I think at the end of the day, those were the decisions that were made, and that's what we have to go on. It's certainly going to be exactly like that come playoff time.
Oh, there's no
and
question. So, I mean, nobody's going to question it at that point.
What is the point? What is the difference then?
All right, here's my thing. It's impossible for me to convince anybody that I was alarmed is way too strong of a word, but I was certainly wondering what when he came out there in the third inning yesterday, and that was before the home run happened. So I was. I was not into this move, and the reason I was not is because, A, the night before you'd used all four of your high-leverage relievers to win that ball game, and now you were leaving 17 outs on the table to try your bullpen to get after it had been used the night before, and there's no day off before the game today. So I thought, man, we're really, to me, you know, asking a lot of this bullpen by making this move. Now, when Peralta gives up the home run, it seems like we're just piling on. I don't mean to sound that way. I just haven't seen Mike Schilt manage like this all year. He's taken Vasquez out in the fifth inning. Third inning, 2-1. I was really surprised. I'm just saying I was surprised. It had nothing to do with the fact that the home run got hit, although that's what it looks like now. I think I'm not second guessing. I'm wondering why the change in philosophy with nine games to go.
Because there's nine games to go.
Okay.
This isn't, you don't have 100 and, you know, we've talked, man, it talked about how you have to manage a bullpen through the course of a season. Maybe we crossed the barrier now where you're no longer worried, necessarily have to worry about what's ahead of you. You know, you got the nine games that are remaining. And, you know, quite frankly, Vasquez was wobbly at that point. And whether you go get him then or you go get him later, you know, that was the decision that Mike Schilt made on that particular
day. No, that's what he did. And, you know, it didn't work out, but I'm not mad that it didn't work out. I just want that to try to be clear. I don't think Monday morning quarterbacking is the way to go. And to look at something and say, well, that worked, so Mike Schilt is a genius, or that didn't work, so he's not a genius. I just thought it was interesting. But maybe we'll see that the rest of the way. We have nine games left. The Dodgers are three games clear. It doesn't look like they're going to be able to catch him, but you sweep the White Sox, and, you know, who knows? The Giants do a little damage up in L.A. this weekend. It could get back close again by the time the Padres return home. All of it, in a lot of ways, though, is a moot point, Tony, frankly. They got one run on a sacrifice fly that they really probably shouldn't even have got, other than Fernando just being incredibly fast and daring on the bases to even try. But they get one run against a rookie pitcher that had been bombarded in each of his first three big league starts. I understand it can happen. I know it's baseball, but that's not a great sign. When the Padre offense gets one run, it doesn't really matter how Mike Schilt handles the pitching staff. Fair to say?
Without a doubt. Offense has to be better, period. Like,
yeah.
You know, I've said this now, I feel like, multiple times, but regardless of whether there's a guy who's deceptive or is an ace on the mound, the object is to figure it out somehow, some way, and score more runs. However that is, I don't think the at-bats yesterday were as good as the at-bats the day before, you know, where you saw a lot more, you know, long ABs and guys grinding it and winning on those type of at bats, even adding on late in that ball game to give a little bit more space. They just have been inconsistent with their approaches, oftentimes, especially, you know, when they're chasing. You know, they tend to, especially when it gets big like that, it's almost like they start pressing on the gas more. But either way, regardless of who it is, today it's this kid. What's his name?
Martin.
Davis Martin.
Yeah, right. Another one. Yeah, he's got a little more experience than the last guy, but not much.
Or two last names. Right? Or you could be two first names or two last names.
I love how you kind of figured that out as you were talking. You're like, wait a minute, that's a last name and a first. It's both. Wait a minute. Hey.
But either way, you know, I don't know much about this kid. I know he's 6-10 with a 4.01. Belt needs to be put to behind today from the offensive standpoint. That's what I was getting at. I mean, the starting pitching has to be good, no doubt. But the offense is the thing that got to kick in gear, I think, here in the next couple of games.
Yeah.
You already know when you play that first series at home against Milwaukee, you should expect to play, you know, low run games. That's what it was in Milwaukee. I think it was like 1-0, 2-1. None of those games were decided by much. But, you know, I think they should take advantage of some of these young cats they're about to face. They've been good against young pitching outside of yesterday all year long. They need to come out and put the wood on these cats.
Right? I like how Tony goes,
put the wood on these cats. You know, if I said put the wood on these cats, it would be about the nerdiest comment ever made. But when Tony says it, it makes perfect sense to me.
The other day, Chris and I were like, man, we wish we could say it like Tony. Like, let's get this popping.
Yeah, he said, let's get the show popping. I'm like, oh, man, I can't say that.
Let's get the show popping.
No, you got it. You got it.
All right, let's get the show popping, guys.
There you
popping.
Go,
all right, quiet, nerd.
ING.
All right, Ryan O'Hearn's coming up. It's a short get-together, 90 minutes. Tony's got to go down and see if he can't convince Will Venable to take it easy on things. So we will catch up with you on Monday and hear from him on the Ryan O'Hearn interview as well. But good luck this weekend, and we'll see you back for the final homestand on Monday, sir. We are that close to it all being over, but we are still going here on Gwen and Chris. Happy Friday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yeah, I believe that in order to get to the postseason, you have to normalize excellence in what you do in preparation. And, you know, if you get to a certain point in the season or you get to a playoff and you feel like you've got to do something more, you probably hadn't done what you were supposed to do in order to have gotten there. And the body of work for the everyday being important in the most important game of the year that particular day, mindset, you know, really does lend you the not only getting there, but when you do get there, normalizing. Now, that being said, clearly, you know, the games are a little different in a sense of, you know, you got to go. You got to figure out a way to shake hands and move on and win series. And, you know, that's one of the reasons I consistently talk about the importance of winning series and getting better as the series goes and recognizing what's taking place and giving yourself the best chance to win a series, because that's what it's going to take to get to the playoffs, advance in the playoffs, and win a World Series. So, but you know, the way you operate during some of the playoff games and this time of year can be a little different in the sense of, you know, how you navigate, because there's you know, the real urgency to each game.
And maybe that explains Mike Schilt's urgency to get Vasquez out of the game yesterday, to get Pivetta out of the game the day before. We'll see what happens tonight with Dylan Cease as he returns to Chicago.
He's not going to take him out early. He just doesn't. I mean, this Dylan Cease can give up 8 runs, and he'll still throw him out there for 100 pitches.
Well, I don't think he's taken Pivetta out one out away from a win all year until the other night.
That is rough.
Okay, so I'm just saying, I think things may be different. Cease needs to pitch well. Because they need to win this game. They got to get a couple of wins. They got to sweep this series. They got to do something positive. I will warn everybody that the Padres have been terrible this year against what, Scrabe? American League teams.
I was just about to say,
can't beat anybody. They're 18-27 against the American League this year. And that's a .400 winning percentage. That puts you in... Well, about the territory that the White Sox are in, .400 winning percentage. So I don't know how you understand that, but it just is what it is. They've had a lot of trouble against these American League teams. This is the last one they face. And what it comes down to, we talk about pitching changes, talk about use of the bullpen, talk about the batting order, who's in, who's out. By the way, the order, Scrabe, you'll give it in a little bit, but it's the same as it was yesterday in New York. And we'll give it to you shortly. But it doesn't really matter who's in there, who's not. The Padres got to score 4 runs. They have to score 4 runs. That's it. 82 times this year, they've scored 4 runs. 82, that's a little more than half. They've won 62 of those games. 75.6%. Under 4 runs, which is 3 or 2 or 1 or 0.
Oh,
you're welcome. 3 or fewer, 71 times. They've only won 21 of those. A winning percentage of 29.6. You got to find a way to get the 4 runs. I don't care if you bunt every at bat to get some guys on so Manny can hit a grand slam. That's 4 runs. They got to find a way to do that. And that's why yesterday it's kind of fun, or, you know, it's letting off some steam maybe to talk about Schilt and what he did with the pitching. It really didn't matter. They did nothing on offense. The Lawrence Welk 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th inning, a 1, a 2, a 3.
Matt on the chat says, bunt every at bat.
Well, except for Manny.
We already do that.
What's funny, Matt, is that people around here don't like the fact that the Padres have the bunt culture. People have pointed out the fact that it's ridiculous that the Padres have laid down twice as many bunts as any other team in baseball this year. My uncle, who lives in New York City, sent me an article today that is in the Wall Street Journal that is all about the fact that the Padres are crazy bunting more than any team in baseball. And I mean, it's this whole thing now. So, I don't know. You like the bunt when it works. You hate it when it doesn't work. Just like everything else, frankly.
I just, you know, I'm just tired of some fans, because I got messages last night saying that, you know, we need to realize that this team is done.
Yeah.
And we are looking stupid and foolish because we have we're trying to sell
false hope.
Keeping hope
alive.
Which is true. If you are a doomer out there, be a doomer.
Yeah.
Just don't bring it to me. I don't want it. I don't go to your DMs and be like, I love this team. This team's great. Which would be much nicer than the doomers.
Do me a favor, if you are a doomer, when the playoffs start,
stop
on
watching.
Tuesday, September 30th, go to a movie.
Yeah.
Because you've given up.
Yes.
You feel that they have no chance. I can't guarantee anything. They could easily lose the first 2 games and the Cubs could move on.
And then the doomers will be like, well, I was right the whole time. But then they win the 2 games. Well, finally they're playing well.
No, when they win the 2 games, the doomers will be, they won't know because they'll have been at the movies.
I don't want you, doomer.
And that's a joke, because they won't be. They'll actually be watching the games, rooting the team on, and hoping that they find a way to win.
I don't.
So stop dooming on that. It doesn't look good after you lose. after you win, you say, hey, there's a little something. There's some fight in this team. There's some scrap. There's some clawing. I like it. And that's just the way baseball is. They, despite everything we can say, Scraby, and we, you know, can say a lot right now, how they have not beaten good teams on the road, how they, you know, struggle to be consistent on offense, how, you know, I think they've won two series this year, right, against winning teams on the road. And that's where they're going to finish, by the way, at two, because they don't play any more winning teams on the road until they go to Chicago for the playoff. But you can say it all. But when you look at the ESPN standings in the online right here, percentage that they will make the playoffs right now, 99.9.
There's still that 0.1.
I know there is. But I mean, is there anybody who would have turned that down in March or April when we weren't sure this team was even going to be a playoff team?
Yeah, yeah.
Would you have said, if I said with 10 games to go, there'd be 99% chance to get in, you would have said, okay, I'll sign up.
Yeah.
If I would have said they're only three games back of the Dodgers, would you have taken that? Pretty sure you would have.
And to the people who say, and I know that people tell me not to let the doomers get to me, but I am, what do they call it? Empath. I feel.
Okay.
And I the energy like leeches onto me, and then I get angry about the Padres. But it's not, this team has not folded, number one. This team has not.
Yeah, but Scraby, they're going to be pitching Michael King and Yu Darvish in the playoffs. They can't win. That's wrong, too, because those guys can win. We've seen Darvish win in the playoffs. We've seen King win in the playoffs. They're not pitching great. I think for King, he's still ramping back up.
Yeah, probably.
Darvish has been inconsistent. But I will still cast my lot on that guy in a playoff game. And if they get into trouble, we do still have the best bullpen in baseball, and I'm not even going to argue with people who keep DMing me and telling me, where are you coming up with that? Why am I wasting my time to tell you that they're first in every single category? So how are they not the best bullpen in baseball?
Oh, the imploded. Imploded was the word, Tyler. I guess I just checked the chat, and there are some doomers going on in the chat right now saying that the team imploded. How does a team...
Where did they implode?
How did they implode when they're still set to make the playoffs? That is not an implosion to me.
Where did they implode?
If they imploded, they would be like the Orioles, who have been out of it since the trade deadline.
I don't know. Did they blow a 12-game lead or something? Where was the implosion?
I don't know.
They've been in second place chasing the Dodgers all year. And now, granted, they had a real shot to overtake them, and they blew that shot. But blowing that shot and implosion.
I also wish doomers would like comment with their real names instead of hiding behind their stupid little accounts that they do.
All right, now you're
because
getting,
I get all these messages
angry.
And it's from some guy like Duck Sweat. It's like, what, Duck Sweat? Like, come at me with your real name, bro. It's been a tough 24 hours.
By the way, don't just come at Scraby with your real name. Come at Scraby with your name and your address, because he'd like to come over and kick your butt as well.
No, I don't fight, Chris. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Oh, sure you are.
I've never been in a fight in my life.
Ryan O'Hearn is in a little bit of a fight at the moment.
He's also an empath, it seems like.
He's been struggling. I mean, the month of September has not been kind to Ryan. No RBIs, only one extra base hit. He's in the lineup again tonight, and he's our Friar Friday guest. Despite his recent slump, I am pretty sure you will enjoy meeting this guy. He's a terrific guy, a great addition to this ball club, and I think we're all going to feel that way after he gets hot here down the stretch and hopefully carries it into the playoffs. That's next when Gwynn and Chris continues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
2:38, we welcome you back, Gwen and Chris. Tony and I are visiting with Ryan O'Hearn for our Friar Friday interview. That's coming up shortly. Scraby, guess what I began today with? You're not going to guess.
You were crying because the Dolphins lost.
I was going to save that for the second hour. No, wasn't crying. I began the day with some bee sting serum in my arm.
Wait, what? You got stung by a bee is what you're trying to say.
That's what I'm trying to say, yeah. I was doing my swim, my early morning swim this morning, and our pool, I will say, I don't know if this happens to everybody else's swimming pool out there, but our swimming pool...
Is this a community pool?
It's a community pool, yeah, where we live. But that pool, bees land in that pool all the time.
Well, they're thirsty.
I guess, but then they can't get out.
Well, yeah.
They stay alive for a while.
They do the thing where they're flopping around in the water.
And you know what I do before I swim? I walk around and I gently lift them and throw them out of the pool so that they can live. I save the bees.
You throw them, though?
Well, you get some cup of water underneath and kind of lift it up, and then they fly up and they land on the side, and
that's
they're okay.
That's very nice.
Yeah, I save bees. But
you know what I did the other day before you get back to your story? There was a June bug that was stuck on its back.
You turned him
and
over?
And I took a stick and I turned him
nice?
Over. And
see,
I said,
you did a nice thing.
Go on with your day, June bug.
You did a nice thing.
All
well,
right.
I saved the bees, but apparently they get the memo. Because as I was swimming today, just the biggest pain in my arm.
Ooh.
On a follow-through on a stroke. And I'm like, oh, man, what's... Ow! And then I looked and there was a bee stinger in my arm. So... Just caught it on the swim. I'm fine. I'm not, luckily, not allergic or anything to it.
I was going
to
say.
That's how my day began. So
that's not a good sign.
Yeah, I think it's picked up a little bit from there. So I'm happy about that.
I haven't been stung by a bee in a very long
time. Yeah, it's the first time in ages that I've had that happen.
And it hurts.
Doesn't feel great.
No.
Doesn't feel great. Not like a top 10 feeling.
No.
Just not there.
I was an idiot kid, and we had a bunch of bees in our...
So you just picked them up or something, and then you're surprised.
How did you know? I used to put my hand out, and I would move the bees to the other bush.
Yeah, well, you deserve
it. I was like 6 years old, and I got stung one time, and I was very upset.
Where were your parents when this
Not realizing that I was playing with bees outside.
Evidently not. All right, so let's get the lineup before
yes.
we get to our Ryan O'Hearn. It's
all
the
right.
same as yesterday, but remind everybody what that
yes.
was.
Fernando Tatis Jr., batting first, playing right field. Luis Urias batting second, playing second. Manny Machado batting third, playing third. Jackson Merrill cleaning up in the center field spot. Laureano in the fifth spot, playing left field. Gavin Sheets, DHing in the sixth spot. Ryan O'Hearn, seventh spot, first base. Cronenworth, shortstop, eighth spot. And then Fermin in the ninth spot for Dylan Cease. Now, Dylan Cease has an 8-11 record this year, Chris.
He's got one win on the road now. He's
going to be, if he wins tonight, he's going to be one win away from your prediction of him getting to 10.
Was that my wild?
Yes. Yeah, because mid-season. I think he had like four when we did that.
Had three or four. I'd love to see him pitch a couple of lights out games. I don't believe he's going to start a playoff game unless they think it's in the second round and they got to have him for game four. But if he can pitch well between now and then, it would sure make me feel, and you, a whole lot better.
Oh, yeah.
When they do have to use him in the playoffs. I think you can pretty much shut down the idea of ever using Randy Vasquez in a playoff game. Despite the fact Mike Schilt said that he trusts him, I really don't believe he does. And
it doesn't seem like it.
No.
So out of 26 appearances, Randy Vasquez has thrown 90 or less pitches 21 times. That doesn't show much.
Well, two and a third innings was kind of the end of, you know, me thinking that they believe in Randy Vasquez. So we'll see where that goes. But tonight you got the Shy Sox, and they're terrible. And
don't say that. They've been playing good.
They have?
I mean, they have been testing teams. They have been winning games. They're a much improved from last year White Sox team.
You know what's funny is you make statements having no idea what you're talking about.
I've been watching them over the weeks.
Really? Have you been watching them lately? They come into tonight's game with a 6-game losing streak.
Okay, that doesn't mean anything to me.
It doesn't?
No.
You just said they're playing great.
For the White Sox standards, they're playing great.
Well, losing 6 in a row?
Yeah, that scares me.
They're playing great.
The Mets were losing 8 in a row, and look what happened. They won the series.
Gotcha.
I cannot look past this team. I cannot.
Actually, you can, because it's really not going to matter one way or the other.
No, I'm not going to rest until this series is over.
All right. That'll mean no sleep for you this weekend.
I guess not.
And we'll see you Monday when the Brewers come to town.
I guess not.
Ryan O'Hearn, he doesn't sound like he's going to rest until he gets out of this slump that's been plaguing him in September.
That is true.
And as Tony pointed out, we interviewed him just before the show, and we didn't bring up his slump.
No.
He did.
Yes.
So here's what he said about it, and here's what else he had to say, which was kind of some fun stuff, talking about his inclusion to the Padres for the second half of the season and how good it has been. Friday interview, and today we're very fortunate and happy to be joined by a Padres first baseman, Ryan O'Hearn. Ryan, heading into the final 9 days of the season, give me your take on where the Padres are as a ball club, mentally, physically. Are you guys playing a little bit ahead for the playoffs? Can you focus on the job at hand? Tell me where everything is right about now.
Yeah, I think we're in a good spot. I mean, I think it's, you said it, there's 9 games left. Playoffs are lingering. We haven't clinched a playoff spot yet, but we're getting close. So I think it's just a little bit of, taking it one day at a time and focusing on winning the game each and every day. And then, and that excitement, in the back of our minds, getting ready to play some October baseball. So I think we're in a good spot. Clubhouse vibes are great. As they have been since I've gotten here, and I'm just enjoying it, and ready to rock and roll here. Hopefully get hot in the next few days and carry us into the playoffs.
Ryan, I want to talk a little bit about your year as a whole. I mean, you came in to this year as an Oriole. You guys had big expectations. That kind of went sideways pretty quick, but you continued to have one of your best seasons of your career. What has gone right for you this year? What change may have made at the plate that has revealed so much good success for you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if there was a change really from last year. Just kind of continuing the work that I had learned about last year and take the success I had last year into this year. And like you said, it was a rough start as a team. We didn't do what we wanted to do in Baltimore. I felt good about my at-bats and wanted to try and push it and try to make it by the trade deadline, be in the conversation to get, in the playoffs. And then obviously that didn't happen. So, you know, great opportunity to come to San Diego. Beautiful place, awesome people. What a really good team. And, you know, I've enjoyed it. And obviously haven't played as well in San Diego. And I know that. And but, you know, I've been working my tail off trying to get back to, you know, what I know I'm capable of. And, you know, the last few days especially, I haven't played well. I haven't contributed. And that weighs on me. But just kind of getting lost in the work. Came out, did early hitting today. I feel like I have a good, you know, swing thought and a good process going in today. So 9 games left, plenty of time to get hot and, you know, hopefully contribute to the playoffs when it really matters.
I was going to say, I mean, the great thing about any slump is that it's got to be followed by a hot streak. That's the only way out of it. So, yeah, that hot streak hopefully is right around the corner, and I know you're very more than capable. It's been an all-star season for you, Ryan. You got your first all-star berth. I'm sure you're proud of that. Talk a little bit about what that meant to you, what that experience was like. And then right after that, to have your really, I don't think we get it as fans totally, but to have your life turned upside down and be traded from one coast to another, you know, talk a little bit about trying to navigate that as well.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, making the All-Star team was a dream come true. And, you know, there's a long period in this game where I didn't think that that was going to happen. So, you know, for that to happen this year is, it's an incredible blessing. I'm definitely proud of it. You know, what an amazing experience playing with being in the locker room with the best players in the world, be able to call yourself an all-star, start the all-star game, you know, all those things. That was amazing. But, yeah, and then, you know, like I said, their trade deadline happens. You know you're getting traded, which is a whirlwind. You don't know where you're going to go, you know, kind of situation you're going to end up in. And it can be hard going from, you know, new scouting reports, new hitting coaches, new everything, trying to, you know, assimilate and you know, join a new team that's been grinding together all year long in August. And, you know, it can be tough. But I will say, you know, the team was more than welcoming. Everybody's been great. Coaches have been great. Everybody's been awesome. And, you know, I'm very grateful to have ended up here in San Diego with such a good team. So many good people, and you know, an opportunity to do something cool here at the end of this year.
How important is the vibe in the locker room? Because we hear that a lot about this particular locker room. I know you're coming from Baltimore, where it certainly seemed like when everything was going right, you guys had a terrific locker room, had a lot of fun with one another. How important is that, especially when you are trying to assimilate to a new team? I know having Ramon, you know, by your side doing that along with you made it a little bit easier, but just talk about the importance of having kind of a good feel in that locker room when you walk in every day.
Oh, I think that is one of the most important things. You know, you can have good players on paper, you can have the numbers, you can have all that, but a team that gels together, that enjoys being around each other, that has fun together, those are the teams that win and do something special in the postseason. And I think there's no doubt that this team has that. That was apparent from day one when I got here, how close-knit everybody was. You know, there's dinners on the road, guys like to hang out, talk trash, you know, like it was apparent that it was a very close-knit clubhouse, which was really fun for me to be with, you know, and definitely like, you know, coming over and, you know, you watch guys like Manny Machado, Bogarts, Darvish, you know, superstars for so many years, and then you come over and you get to be in the same clubhouse with them and get to know them as people, and it's been really fun for me. And there's no doubt this clubhouse is tight. These guys love each other, and I think that's what's makes it really fun winning together with a group of guys that enjoys each other and wants to have fun and you know, win, do something special. And I think the clubhouse vibe is something that maybe fans from the outside don't. The vibe in the clubhouse, they can't see. I mean, they can maybe see a little bit of it on social media, but that is such an underrated, important part of a winning baseball team. Because you got to love who you show up to work with, because you're together for, you know, every day. And through good times, through bad times, through slumps, through, you know, whatever. And, you know, if you can have a group of guys that, regardless of how they're performing at the certain time, they're the same guy in the clubhouse. They, you know, the relationships are strong. They, you know, the fun stuff that teams do together as a unit, I think that's what keeps teams moving in the right direction. And, you know, there's no doubt the Padres have that.
Ryan O'Hearn is with us, native Floridian, went to school at Sam Houston State. and then back to the East Coast, now out to San Diego. Have you had any time to experience San Diego? And, you know, what kinds of things have you been able to do? What have you found you enjoy out in Southern California? Or has it been just all work and no play?
Well, I mean, we've had one off day at home. It was like right when I got here. We went and did, my wife and I went, and we went to the Cove in La Jolla. We
there
live
you
in La
go.
Jolla. We're staying in La Jolla, so we went to the Cove and saw the seals and had some dinner out there, and that was a great day. And then our only other off day at home is coming up, and I think we're going to go maybe to the zoo.
I can tell you in advance, the zoo smells a lot better than the seals do.
I kind of find that hard to believe, but okay.
Yeah, it's actually true. I think you'll find it that way.
But yeah, San Diego's beautiful, and what an amazing city. So very very excited to live there currently and experience the zoo or whatever we decide to do on this next upcoming off day.
Ryan, you obviously have had the experience of playing in many different roles. You've played some first base. You've DH'd a little bit. And there's kind of been kind of a rotation. I mean, you've been in there for most nights. I mean, has it been easy to kind of keep your rhythm, even though it's kind of been at DH at first base? It's kind of been what you've been doing pretty much all season long, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, things like this can happen when you have so many good players deserving of the bats. And you know, I've made it clear since I've got here that I'm a team guy. I want to do whatever is asked of me, and I'm going to do it, you know, and be excited about it and pour my all into it. So, you know, whatever that may be, it's definitely a little bit different role than I had in Baltimore. But, you know, I think, like I said, when you have so many good players, that's just what it is. There's only so many spots on the field and so many at bats to go around. But, you know, I've played quite a bit, and, you know, lately it's been rough and my at bats, I know that. The work is there, and I have a feeling it's about to get good.
Well, you're in the lineup tonight, so we wish you the best, and let's get like you said, a hot streak is right around the corner, and it's going to come right at the right time for you and for us here in San Diego. We're excited to have you 2 months ago, and I know the fans are still excited to have you now. Looking forward to seeing what we do down the stretch. Nice meeting you, Ryan O'Hearn, and best luck the rest of the way, sir.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You bet.
Take care, Ryan.
Ryan O'Hearn right there. Started his career with the Kansas – I almost said the Kansas City Chiefs. It was just on the tip of my tongue.
He's big enough to play football.
Yeah. Kansas City Royals. He hit a home run off former Padre and then Tampa Bay right-hander – or White Sox, I'm sorry. White Sox right-hander James Shields in his very first game. His very first game was at the White Sox where he is tonight. I think I would have asked him about that. It makes perfect sense, but, you know.
I wanted to know about
didn't
him.
Slip it in.
Jason Adam. This is a messed up thing for me to think about. Jason Adam struck him out in the All-Star game, and I wanted to know how angry he was.
That's a good one, too. Well, we'll have to have him back on.
He was good enough.
After he gets a hot streak, we'll have him back on. All right, Padres and White Sox. Sam Levitt's pregame show is in a half hour away. We have some Daily Gambit stuff because there's a whole bunch of games coming up this weekend, and somebody told me there was an NFL game last night that I might want to discuss with Scraby. Mm-hmm. So stick around. We're going to Chris's on the way. San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. Crisello, Scraby, Odyssey Palace Studios. Tony and Jesse have the call from Chicago. I wonder if they stay at the same hotel for the White Sox as they will in a week and a half for the Cubs. Does it sound like I've given up the chase for the division?
Yeah, at this point, I'm just going to see what happens. And
yeah.
I think we already know what's happening.
It's not looking good. They're down three games with nine to play, and they'd have to actually make up four games because the Dodgers have the tiebreaker. And if they finish second, they're going to Chicago to meet the Cubs. But tonight it's the White Sox, and we'll have it for you with Sam Levitt's pregame show coming up at the bottom of the hour. All right, Scraby, I'm sure there's people that tune in today because they wanted to hear what I have to say about the Dolphins losing a game last night. And they probably think I'm going to just destroy Tua. and say that he's washed up and it's over. I actually thought that guy for Buffalo made a really nice play on that interception. He came off his man, jumped in front. He anticipated the play. And, you know, Tua threw the ball. It was a quick hitter. He just had to throw it, and the guy was there. I thought that was really a good play made by a team that wins games. Meanwhile, Miami made a stupid play before that when the guy barged into the punter with a tie score in the fourth quarter. Those are the kind of things that bad teams do.
Yeah.
And Miami's a bad team. I don't take any brownie points from the fact that they played better. People call it a moral victory. I don't. Miami's record is not 0-1-2, which would be one loss and two moral victories. Their record is 0-3, and that's what you are. Buffalo's a good team. Miami, at least they're showing something. I think they're at least keeping McDaniel's job alive for a little while longer.
I told you it wasn't going to be as big of a blowout as you thought it was going to be.
Right,
and I understand why you
people
felt
thought,
that way.
Yeah, people, everybody thought so.
Because
yeah.
In the back of my head, I was like, man, this could get bad. This could be really bad.
No, they played a good game for 3.5 quarters. You can't make a bonehead thing and run into the punter and give Josh Allen the ball at midfield and say, here, go ahead and win the game.
That's a recipe for a disaster.
Sure it is. And, you know, Tua throws the pick, and I know, you know, that's what people are going to remember. But like I said, I thought the guy made a pretty good play.
The only thing I think about that play was that, and this is someone who's never played professional quarterback.
Yeah,
it looked like he telegraphed it a little bit.
Maybe so. That could be the downside of it, and I they would know better than I.
And which it could that could happen on any play
right,
to any quarterback.
I'm not sticking up for Tua because I've been bashing him all year, and I'll be happy to bash him more. I just thought that the guy made a pretty good play. I wasn't happy with the interception, but sometimes the other guy makes a good play, and that was the ball game. So
I was
Buffalo
cheering
wins.
For the Dolphins.
I know you were because I, among many of others, had the Dolphins or the Bills winning in the Survivor pool, and you don't have the Bills this week, so you could have eliminated a lot of people there.
I was hoping for it.
Right. If you haven't made your picks, by the way, in our Survivor pool, those of you who are in it, reminder to do so. All right. So Buffalo starts off Week 3 with that win. They're 3-0. What else is coming up this weekend, Scrabe? Let's find out in the Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in the Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. We did not do any bets yesterday. So.
Nah, we have had a light week.
Yes.
Because of all the East Coast games.
Last week for that, though, well, I guess they could. They'll have another Central Time game.
We don't know when the games will be in the playoffs. They could be in the morning. Because they play those wild card games all day long. There's
they
four
do.
Games in one day.
That is kind of
so
crazy.
We don't know what slot the Padres and Cubs will get.
I mean, Padres and Cubs seem like kind of like good TV, I think.
I think it'll be one of the 5 o'clock type games. That
the
sounds
prime
right.
time games.
It also depends everybody who's in the playoffs. Like, will there be a West Coast team hosting?
Yeah,
a 7 o'clock game. The Dodgers, I think, will be hosting, so they would probably play after.
They're not going to be playing at 9 a.m.
I don't think the Padres will get the 9 a.m. game. I think
no, I'm saying like Dodgers at home 9 a.m.
No, right? Yeah, they're not going to do that. But we're looking ahead. Hopefully, we're wrong. Hopefully, the Padres can turn something around quickly. All right, here's what we got coming up this weekend. Let's start with baseball tonight. Padres, White Sox, 8 runs. For Dylan Cease and Davis Martin. The Padres' offense is so inconsistent, I don't know what to do.
Ain't that the truth, Chris?
Right. I mean, I don't know what to do on these. But I'm, you know, just on the thought that Cease is probably not going to go seven shutout innings because he just hasn't done it. I think the White Sox will get some runs, meaning the Padres better get some too. So I'll say over.
I'm going to go under.
All right. You got it. Now, how about Cease? 6.5 strikeouts. The funny thing with this guy is no matter how poorly you think he pitches, he still gets a ton of strikeouts.
He does.
So you'd almost think that, I don't know what his BAPIP is and, you know, some of those statistics, but
let me tell you.
I just wonder if he's been unlucky at all this year in the sense that a lot of batted balls have found open grass.
Oh, that's what people have been talking about all year about him, is that his metrics, his numbers are really, really good. The results have not been there.
Right. He's got a 1.32 whip. That's not good for a pitcher of his caliber. So, anyway, what are you going on the strikeouts?
His BAPIP this year is 318, which is the...
What does that mean?
Not the high. Batting average on balls in play.
I think the thing that's hurt him the most probably is the walks.
He,
mixing those in. And
he's walking nearly... I mean, if I'm rounding up, he's walking four guys per nine innings.
Per nine innings, yeah. That's too much for a big leaguer. All right, so what do you want?
I'm going to go over because he does strike out.
He
everyone.
Does get the strikeouts. I'll go over also. All right, we got the Dodgers and the Giants tonight. I put this one in there because it will be Clayton Kershaw's last start at Dodger Stadium until the playoffs.
I'm not going to push any buttons because you got mad at me yesterday.
Well, you hate Kershaw, and I just don't
think it's... I don't hate Kershaw.
You do, and, you know, that's your right to hate him. I just don't think that... When a guy announces retirement, you got to soften it a little bit. He's been just a great pitcher in our era.
I'm just tired of him beating the teams that I cheer for.
He's beaten the teams you've cheered for all his career, for sure. Robbie Ray is pitching for the Giants tonight. I mean, I just hope the Giants can win.
What's the
Padres
bet?
In the 1.5. Dodgers are favored. So I'll take the Giants. You feel like Kershaw's going to win in the final start, you know, the whole thing, and crowd will be going crazy and emotional. But
yeah.
The Giants, they're three games out of the wild card. This is their last shot at it.
Yep.
And Robbie Ray is capable. So I'll take the Giants here.
Oh, as much as I want to bank on that emotional boost.
Yeah, there will be, for sure.
You're right. The Giants are facing elimination if they don't.
Pretty
take
much.
Care of business. So I'm going to say Giants.
Giants, Giants. All right, WNBA tonight, a deciding game between Phoenix Mercury -3 at home over the New York Liberty. I noticed last night Indiana Fever moved to the semifinal, upset, I think it was Atlanta. So they get into the semifinals after Caitlin Clark is lost for the season, which I thought was...
It is always funny how it works that way.
Sometimes it works that way because you think the Fever, the whole team, is Caitlin Clark.
Yep.
Apparently not. Apparently they have some other good players there. Who do you like here? Phoenix -3.
Sophie Cunningham, I've heard of a million times.
Didn't she get hurt, though, too?
I think she did. Got hurt. You're also. Right. You're right. Who am I going to go with?
Phoenix at home or the Liberty, which is the more established team.
The last time I did this, I went Phoenix and I was wrong. I'm going to go Liberty.
Seems like the Liberty are going to win, but I've heard that Breonna Stewart has been hurt.
Ooh.
Not at her full strength.
All right. That doesn't change my bet, but that
I know. I don't like
dampens it.
I don't like Ionescu. If you wonder why I don't like Ionescu, look at the video of Ionescu playing against some high school kid in a pickup, and you'll understand why I'm not a fan. Phoenix, I'll take. All right, tomorrow, college football, Scrabe. UCF -7. At home against North Carolina. We haven't talked Belichick in a while.
Well, there's nothing to talk about.
Well, he won his last two games.
Against terrible
over nobody,
teams.
But he won them. What do you think here? Can he beat a real team on the road?
I'm kind of shocked that UCF is a 7-point favorite. I'm gonna say North Carolina.
Wow, going
plus
with
seven.
Belichick here. So many people want to see him fail.
I don't know why, but...
Including me, he's caused me a lot of angst over the years. I'll take UCF. Texas, 39.5 over Ryan O'Hearn's Sam Houston State.
Oof.
I'm going to take Sam Houston State because Arch Manning can't get out of his own way. He's got to be good enough to win this game, and bumble and stumble.
By 40, though?
That's why I'm saying Sam Houston State. I'm taking the points. What about you?
I mean, there is a lot of talk about Arch not being that great. But again, the media put that on
him.
They
put him up so high, there was almost no way he could get there.
I'm going to go Texas.
All right.
They need a big blowout.
And, of course, we got Cal here against the Aztecs tomorrow night. 14-point Cal favorite. We talked about it yesterday. Either the Aztecs go out and do what everyone's kind of expecting them to do, and we go, here we go again. Or the Aztecs change their fortunes and go out and win this game, and everybody goes, hey, maybe we got something here. It doesn't look great, though, coming off that loss to Washington State 2 weeks ago.
And then Washington State, what did they do last week?
They got
week?
Destroyed by North Texas in their next game.
That powerhouse.
Yeah. So Cal's 3-0. You're going to take Cal?
Yeah, I can't. The Aztecs have to. See, I did this last week. I wanted to pick the other team, or 2 weeks ago. I wanted to pick the other team. I didn't. I'm going to pick Cal, and the Aztecs can prove me wrong.
I think that's what you should do, but I'll take the Aztecs because I went there. One more on Sunday. Chargers. Go Chargers. -2.5 over the Broncos. Up in L.A., Chris Ello and Lori Ello attending the game.
Good thing they didn't move it.
They didn't move this one. First time I'm ever going to SoFi Sunday. So I'm looking forward to that part of it. But I will be cheering for Lori's Broncos. So I'll take Denver here. Although the Chargers, you know, have looked pretty good for two games.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Chargers.
Chargers,
unfortunately for the people that do not like the Chargers, they do look good this year.
They could be 3-0
so far.
If they win that one. All right, there's our Daily Gambit. We got one more segment to go, right, before we turn it over to Sammy Lev. We'll get you caught up on everything else that's happening out there as Gwen and Chris continues for finally a Friday. Our guy, Alden Gonzalez of ESPN, looking up at the monitor. There he is, old Ollie. Looks good. Looks good.
I want to know, how old do you think he is?
32? 3?
Oh, man.
Looks younger.
Then I need to get on with my career.
Oh, he's a successful guy.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's one of those hot shots. There's no question.
A nice hot shot.
Very good to us. He's on ESPN right now. He's previewing Dodgers-Giants tonight, and I know we're not allowed to talk about Dodgers or ever say anything nice, but sorry, Clayton Kershaw is one of the greatest pitchers of our generation. Unfortunately, it's been against our team often. He's making his final start tonight as a Dodger at Dodger Stadium. I think he'll get one start next week, and then who knows what they'll do with Kershaw in the postseason. But, big night in L.A.
He said for the
swan song of Kershaw.
He said, this is like the best year to go out. Wouldn't last year have been the best year to go out?
Yeah, you know, he could have gone out on the championship last year.
I think that's what Peyton Manning did.
Yeah. You know, it's easy for us to say.
It is.
The one thing
the strikeout record.
The one thing I can't get past on Kershaw is that he's got the best ERA of any starting pitcher in the history of baseball.
Okay, that's crazy.
Since 1900.
That's crazy.
Like, the only guys that are ahead of him are guys like Smokey Joe Wood and Ed Walsh. And these guys are pitching in the 1800s. Walter Johnson pitched in the early 1900s. He's ahead of Kershaw. But you know what I'm saying? You know who has a better career ERA than Clayton Kershaw? Babe Ruth.
Really?
Babe Ruth was a really good pitcher statistically, yeah. But if you're talking about the last 100 years, the best ERA ever, Kershaw. That's impressive.
That is impressive. I'll give him that.
Yeah. Padres have helped him achieve that, I think, over the years.
Lots of people have. I'm going to go look and see who he has struck out the most in his career while you
what
talk.
What team?
Yeah. No, player.
Oh, what player? Okay, you can find that out. Real quick, we had the Schilt thing on earlier as he was on with Ben and Woods this morning. And we got to remind you that anytime you hear Mike Schilt stuff, it's part of the manager's report, which is refreshed by EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft, since 1925. It's a great reading to do if Schilt comes walking out in the third inning tonight to take Cease out in a 1-1 game.
My jaw would hit the floor because I don't think that's going to happen.
I didn't think it was going to happen yesterday, but it did.
By the way, I found out who he struck out most in his career.
Let me guess.
Okay, you're not going to guess.
Give me initials.
BB.
Well, Barry Bonds comes to mind, but let's see. I'm thinking it's got to be somebody in the, you know, in the Western Division.
Has
right?
to be, right?
So, because that's who they play. The BB.
Yeah, this guy. This guy is very excited that Clayton Kershaw's retiring. He's not active anymore. He just recently retired.
BB.
You're never gonna guess.
All right, give it to me.
Brandon Belt.
Oh yeah, I would have never got it.
He's had 62 at bats. He struck out 30 times, almost half.
In defense of Brandon Belt, that curveball is pretty nasty.
Oh, I'm not
especially
saying,
to a lefty.
I'm just saying that is a bad experience against a pitcher.
It's not good. Did Belt ever get at least one hit off him somewhere?
He got four hits, all one right. double.
He had four hits,
four walks, but his OPS is 215.
Not good. Not good. All right, Kershaw makes his final start tonight in L.A. Speaking of that. I was looking at this yesterday. We're getting to the end of the baseball season. Everybody knows this. There's 10 games to go. And I always have fun going back to the beginning of the season.
If I could turn back time.
Yeah, and I do. And I go back and I look at everybody's projected win totals. And I see where they're at. And the Dodgers are the second most disappointing team in baseball by that metric. I know. The Dodgers were projected to get 104 wins this year.
Mm.
They have 86, so they're 18 short.
Not even close.
Granted, there's 10 game, 9 games left, but they're not going to make 104.
No.
You know the only team that's more disappointing than them? Who's, you know, further off their projected total?
Orioles?
Orioles, no. They're minus 17, so they are in the running. They were projected at 89, and
hold
they're
on,
sitting
let me
on
think.
72.
Let me
There's one
think.
Team that's 23 below their projection. You'll go oh when I tell you, but it may not jump out at you.
Oh wait, I got some teams on the screen.
Looking at all those.
No,
teams?
I don't know.
None
I
of
don't
them.
Know.
The Braves.
Oh duh.
Yeah. Braves were 93 projected. They're at 70 right now.
They're not going to have a 500 season.
No, I think they've only got 70 wins, right?
They can't, they can't. That's crazy. I mean, the Braves are always over 500.
The Padres, you're wondering, okay, where are the Padres? Are they above projection, below projection? Padres were projected, if you know, don't remember, 85. They're sitting at 83 right now. That means none of us are going to be happy, but that means they could go 2-7 the rest of the way and end up where they were supposed to. I mean, we're not going to celebrate that because we want them to win more than two of the. You know what I mean?
But yeah, yeah.
It's for a season that it seems like it's been a struggle at times, just down out, giving up on the team, you know, every week. They're going to end up right where they're pretty much supposed to. Maybe a couple of games over that. So,
but I thought they imploded, Chris.
Right.
Right, he says.
By the way, if you're wondering, on the other side of the coin, teams that are way over their projections, the two that are tied for that are really easy to come up with. See if you can do it.
Say
one
more
in
time,
the American
sorry.
League, one in the National League.
One more time.
Two teams that are the highest over their projection,
oh.
going the other way. One in each league.
One in each.
I'll give you a clue. League. Right now, they're the top seeds in each playoff. Right?
Top seeds?
Yeah, they'll be the top seeds. Who's the top seed in the National League?
Philly,
who's
going to
be the
number one seed?
Brewers, yeah. Brewers were projected 82.
Oh, Tigers?
Brewers were projected 82. They have 93. Tigers are not the top seed currently.
I'm not paying attention to the
AL. No, I know, me neither. Toronto is the top seed.
Oh, yeah.
And they were projected 78. They're at 89. By the way, speaking of the Tigers, they have some important games coming up here. Their lead over Cleveland is only 3.5 games right now. It was 15 like a month ago. So the Tigers could be looking. People talk about, wow, what a collapse. The Padres have blown it. No. In Detroit, they're probably in some sort of panic at this point if the Tigers let that go.
Yeah. They've been.
And if they fall below Cleveland, they would maybe not only miss the division, they could miss the wild card also.
That would be crazy.
So the Tigers, who, because you just guessed, have seemed like the best team in the American League all year.
That's all I've heard.
Right. They're a week away of bad baseball from missing it entirely. So
that proves two things to me. Number one, the baseball season is so long, and there's so many different
so many
chapters
twists and turns,
to the,
yeah.
the baseball season.
I know.
And number two, Padres aren't doing that. So
they're imploding.
They're imploding.
We've been getting the call from the chat all day. Stop talking about these guys. We know they're going to lose in the playoffs. You guys are just giving us false hope.
I think that's coping. I think that's coping. I think it's easier for people to think that they're going to get crushed in the playoffs than have these high hopes, even though I go the other way. I have high hopes, and if they get
– I don't think
– if they exit early, then whatever.
What I've decided – I used to do the other way. I'm just not going to figure they're going to lose, and I won't be disappointed. You know what?
You're more disappointed.
No, when they lost, I was still disappointed.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
So even though I said, well, I'm not going to care. When they lose, I'll be no, I was still disappointed. So I might as well have a positive outlook knowing that I'm going to be disappointed either way.
Yeah.
So I'm going to, that's how I'm going to choose to do it. When we get down to it.
Hold on 1 second. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $5 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 11/1. Plus, save even more at the Easy Rewards program at Staples. Now, Chris.
Yes.
Real quick update on Xander Bogaerts.
Yes, we have some news.
Mr. Nice Bones. Should be back on Monday to rejoin
the
team. He was in an Arizona Instructional League lineup today, but that got rained out in Arizona.
It's raining in Arizona, apparently.
So he is going to, according to Kevin Acey, should be rejoining the team on Monday, which is exactly what they said was going to happen. So that's nice.
It's going to be interesting. I'm pointing this out ahead of time. When Bogaerts comes back, he'll be at shortstop.
Yes.
Cronenworth will move back to second.
Uh-oh.
Somebody's going to be squeezed out. There's no other way about it.
Uh-oh.
Either Arise or O'Hearn or Sheets. One of the three has to not be in the lineup when Bogaerts comes back.
You don't want my answer.
Yeah, I know what it is.
I mean, Ryan O'Hearn.
I know what everybody's is.
He even said it, so we're not going out of school. He said he stinks right now.
He was on the interview, our Friar Friday interview. If you missed it,
97.3thefansd.com or on YouTube, search 97.3thefan.
You can hear him say that he stinks himself. But hopefully he'll get it going this weekend and make the decision tough. I mean, he goes 0 for 12 this weekend, then he's not playing Monday.
Yeah,
right?
That's an easy decision.
He'll have to sit him. But, yeah, Arise could go to the bench, which is, I know, what everybody wants.
You mischaracterize what everybody wants all the time.
Hey, did I call he would fly out to left field with Fernando on third yesterday, and he did it.
He did. That's not really that going all that out on a limb.
It was shallow left field.
Fernando
scored. It was like behind the shortstop, and Fernando took off.
I was so.
It was a terrible throw by, was it Nimmo? Jeez.
When you can get the fielder and the runner in the same shot on the screen,
you don't
it's
really
too
want
close.
To go. Yeah. But then Nimmo's throw came rolling in like a 14-hopper.
It was very strange. I mean, I guess we do say put the pressure on the defense, and he did.
I like to say that, and everybody should listen about that. However, when the guy gets thrown out, then everybody goes, what an idiot.
That is true.
I don't have a problem with Fernando taking that chance there because there was two outs once the catch was made, and I say try to score. I do have issues when he tries to go to third with two outs and gets tossed out to end the inning. That's not a smart baseball play.
Those are
the differences.
You never make the third out at third base.
There's a reason they say it, because it doesn't make a lot of sense to do. A couple of quick NFL notes before we go. 49ers, Scraby, team you're familiar with.
Bang, bang, Niner guy.
Mac Jones, once again.
Mac Jones.
Mac will get the call at quarterback. Purdy still out. Washington Commanders, Jaden Daniels ruled out. That was earlier this morning. He will not play. Mariota You know they have two Heisman Trophy winners there, right? Both quarterbacks won the Heisman Trophy. It'll be Mariota, the Heisman Trophy winner, against the Raiders.
I wish I was a backup quarterback.
His former team, by the way, Mariota.
That's true.
Bucks wide receiver, my guy, Emeka Egbuka. Hip, groin, questionable against the Jets. Those are some guys you might want to keep an eye on. No timetable on Burrow. He had his toe surgery today.
Oh, it took a little bit longer than I would have thought.
So there's that, and we'll see how it goes this weekend. If my man Odd Thomas is out there.
Oh, I think he is.
I'm throwing out the olive branch. A, I wish you the best, Odd Thomas, this weekend in our matchup. Good luck. You are the defending champion. I have a lot of respect for you. B, please put your lineup in more than 1 minute before the game starts Sunday. Odd Thomas loves to hold off on his lineup.
And you know what?
To
Sammy
keep everybody
Love,
guessing.
Sammy Love put up 40 on me last night with Josh Allen and Dalton Kincaid.
Yeah, you're playing the 2-0 world of Sammy Love.
Ugh.
Speaking of, Sammy Love is coming in here to do the pregame show. It's next. Then Padres, White Sox. Then a whole weekend of it. And then we're back Monday to break it all down. So look for you there at 2 o'clock. Hope everyone has fun this weekend, one way or the other. For Scraby, Tony, Chris. Adios.
Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.